Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your fun Friday episode. I'm excited to have you here, so let's dig in. Let's go straight to Scripture. We're going to be in the book of Romans this week, Romans chapter 12, verse 5. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ and individually parts of one another. So I love that Scripture, guys. Go back, check out the Spiritual Kickoff. Let's unpack that in detail. Also pulled out some stuff out of 1 Corinthians that hopefully will help you guys just connect with that verse and understand that we all have skills that are valuable. We have ways that we can serve the King, but we cannot do it alone. And that's what the theme has been this week. The importance of finding and connecting with a community. Again, we're not talking church. Church is definitely something that you need to be a part of with a local body. I'm talking about with just your community. And a community could be an online community like The Lion Within Us, or it could be other types of community, but we got to break free from this isolation. If you find yourself where you don't have friends, or you don't really have any connections, meaningful connections with people, it's ways to do that. If you're intentional about it, you can find that. You can put this in your life by leaning into the idea of community. Now, on our meet episode, I spent a lot of time talking about isolation and how that's hurting so many of us. How that isolation, basically that issue was amplified after the pandemic, right? Because we just started isolating, being alone, and how it goes 180 degrees against the way God designed us. We are designed to be with others, to serve others, to share love with others, relationship. That's what it's all about. So guys, I just pray that, you know, if anything, that conversation, that episode helps you think differently about the idea of community and what that could look like for you. For you. Okay? So now, guys, let's get into some tips for our fun Friday. I know that's what you guys like about the Monday, Wednesday, the health, wealth, and self tips. So let's jump into them. So our health tip this week, guys, I'm going to challenge you to join or start a discipleship group. Okay. Not a Sunday school class or small group, a discipleship group. You know, be a part of one, right? And for us guys, a physical element is not bad. Okay, so maybe they run or they lift weights or play basketball, but something. Okay. And if your church doesn't offer a discipleship group, hey, you're in an opportunity to be in the lead. Starting like I did. 5 or 6 guys. We get together every week, every other week, and we just read the word and we talk. And we're going to start doing some things like hiking and camping. We have all these things we want to do. We'll make it happen. Right? So I get it. Look, you got Sunday school, you have traditional worship, you have traditional way church does, and that's great. It's just not enough. Look, they serve your need, but to accelerate your growth, you got to be more intentional. You have to have deeper connections. You have to be talking about real issues that impact you, right? You got to lean into that. So there's your health tip. It's more of a health challenge, but start that discipleship group. Make it happen. Now, your wealth tip. I wasn't sure how to bring this one up. So I'm just going to bring it up the only way I know how. That's just direct and on the nodes. But don't take financial advice from broke people. Okay? I get it. Sounds harsh. Think about it for a second. If you ain't feeling good, maybe you're just been under the weather and you go to the doctor. Do you sit with the receptionist and lay out your symptoms? No. Are you kidding me? What would that do for you? You take the advice from the doctor. Why? Because they're qualified. Because they've done the work. Maybe because they've helped you in the past. Right? So you need to vet your advice, particularly around your finances, against route and get some reliable sources to do this with. If you guys are interested in investing, highly encourage the show, the podcast, Investing for Beginners. Check that out. They talk a lot about the stock market, about terms, terminologies, and then connect with some financial planners that have a proven track record of success that's going to put you in the best position possible to achieve the goals you want to achieve. Okay, guys? Good stewardship. That involves monitoring who gets your attention, right? People are constantly fighting for your attention. But if you're the type of dude that all somebody has to do is say, hey, man, you need to be investing here. Or, you know, hey, just take a loan out on this. And look, I'm cool with all that stuff, right? Because there's certain things in life. Sometimes you do need to take a loan out. Real estate. You know, I'm sitting in a house that I took a loan out for. Right? Paying back through a mortgage. So there's times that you do need to take a loans out. But I tell you what, I'm not going to just take advice from anybody. This is for anything in life, but particularly finances. And it's so funny how quickly we'll take advice from others. And we never even think through, do they know what they're talking about? You see this a lot on Instagram, you know? These guys out there, young entrepreneurs, and you see the glitz and the glamour and all the good things. They never show you the real stuff, which is grind, hustle, work ethic, all the things that being a man is all about. Yeah, they're not going to talk about that. Why? Most of them don't know what it's like to be a man. Be real. So don't take advice, financial advice in particular, from broke people. Now, your self-tip. This is a different one too. But you need to know your kids' friends. Okay? I know that sounds a little weird, but seriously, think about it. Their community, we've been talking about community a lot this week. So their community is shaping them to be the person that they are. It is, in one way or the other. So what do you need to do? You need to be somewhat of a sheepdog here. Okay? Now, I'm not saying you got to hover. Be weird, but probe where appropriate. It's okay to ask questions, and you may need to be tactful in how you do it. You don't want this to sound like an interrogation, but this is a good indicator, right? Into what your kids are into, their interests, right? And the people they're spending most of their time with, they're going to have an influence on them. They will. So my advice, look up, get off your phone, ask some questions, see how you can grow your relationship with them. Just by asking about their friends. I do this with my daughters all the time because I just want to see, I want to understand. First of all, I want to know about their friends. If they're talking about, hey, they're talking about this friend. Okay, I know that friend. Yeah, I have a way to relate. So maybe they're struggling with that friend. Well, if I have a base level understanding of who that friend is, I'll be able to connect with my daughter so much more versus this is just somebody who's out there in the world. So get to know them. Encourage them, right? Encourage them. I'm gonna take this one step further. Encourage them to develop relationships with other believers. Now, am I saying isolate yourself and only form relationships with just believers? No, I'm not. But there needs to be believers in their life that understand, particularly if your child has confessed Lord as Savior. If their friend group has not, it may have a pull on them away from Christ. And we need to be aware of this. And they need to be aware of this. I never thought about this growing up. Maybe you guys did. I never did. I hung out with dudes because we played baseball. I never thought about, you know, do you go to church or do you have a relationship with Christ? No, never thought about that stuff. And for the longest time in my career, never thought about that. I thought about what we had in common. Do we like the same music? You know, do we like the same vehicles? Do you ride motorcycles? All the stuff that I would talk about traditionally, right? It's important to know where our children, who they're spending that time with, because what's being spoken into their life, you know, as they're growing and developing as young humans, it's impacting who they are. Now, you have the biggest influence. Don't get me wrong. As the father, as the leader of the home, you have the most influence. But you need to make sure that you're checking in, having those conversations, and know who your kids' friends are. All right? There's your health tip. Discipleship group, get that going. Wealth tip, don't take in financial advice from broke people. And self tip, know your kids' friends. Seriously, step in here. Now, your book of the week. Let's think about this one this week. What's a book that I read that kind of speaks to the importance of a relationship? There's this book. It's called Never Eat Alone. Okay. It's written by a guy named Keith Ferrazzi and Tal Raz. But it talks about secrets and success, one relationship at a time. And it was a pretty good book. It was referred to me by a friend a couple of years ago. Actually, it's been several years since I read this one. But when I pulled it back up and I looked at it, I thought one of the chapters stood out so much against the things we've been talking about at The Line Within Us. It says, find mentors, find mentees, repeat. Guys, if you remember back from our meet episode this week, I talked about you got to have that Paul, got to have your Barnabas, got to have your Timothy. But you got to have relationships. The most effective evangelism out there, by far, starts with relationship. So don't miss that. Don't miss that component at all. So this book, Never Eat Alone, just speaks to that, to the importance of relationship. It's another reason why, I guess, looking back now, why we started Lion Lunches. Because it's important for guys to be able to come together, break some bread, have some fellowship. Build that relationship. Yes, talk truth for sure, but just have a little bit of fun. It's fun being a Christian, right? We should be the happiest, most cheerful, joyful people out there. But oftentimes we're not. You know, we get sucked into the world, but that's for another fun Friday. But never eat alone. Right? Take that opportunity. If you see someone eat alone, here's a challenge. This is the fun Friday of challenges. If you see someone eating alone, come up to them. Ask if you can eat with them. Share a meal. There's something about the power of just sitting down, sharing a meal with others. All right, guys, there's your book of the week. So let's get to our dad jokes. Dad joke time. So dad joke number one. I just spent $80 on a belt that doesn't fit. My wife said it's a huge waste. So maybe that one hits a little too close to home for some of you guys. I totally get it. Number two, what starts with W, ends with T, and has two letters in between? Just stating the obvious. So we'll see if you catch that one, guys. It took me a minute on that one the first time I saw it. But dad joke number one, I just spent $80 on a belt that doesn't fit. My wife says it's a huge waste. Number two, what starts with W, ends with T, and has two letters in between? Just stating the obvious. That could be one that trips up your kids. So have some fun with that one, guys. Let us know if that lands good, if you get an eye roll. If they finally get it, send us a note back. Love to hear from you. So now, question of the week this week. Is your community helping you grow? Seriously, think about that. Is your community helping you grow? Because if you don't have a community that's helping you grow in Christ, you're missing an opportunity. We have to be growing in our relationship with Jesus each and every day. And it takes other men to help us achieve this. So prayerfully, you have that. If you don't, we have it. We're here to help. The Lion Within .us. Check it out. I mentioned it. We're having an opportunity for a sneak peek into our community. Go check out our website, thelionwithin.us, for that. The 27th of March, 28th of March, we have three opportunities for you to get a sneak peek to what's going on inside our community. Ask me questions directly. And it's just a fun way for, hey, let's meet, let's have a conversation. I'll show you how we're building things, how we try to serve others, and see if you think there's value for you. If it is, we'll go from there. So guys, I pray this serves you well. I pray you enjoyed this week, that this is a great way that you've grown in Christ, your relationship with Christ this week. Share this episode out with others. Give us a rating and review. That makes a big difference in the world, for sure. If you want to be a support to show, go to thelionwithin.us. There's a donate page. You can support the show there. We have monthly donors to jump in, support us each and every month because they like and they stand behind the work that we're doing to help them grow, be the leaders God intends them to be. Maybe you want to join our community. Again, thelionwithin.us for that. Maybe you need some coaching. Guys, we don't talk about that a lot, but we do coaching. So one-on-one coaching, all that's available within the community as well. There's ways I can do that, can help you. If it's any coaching in the areas of your finances, maybe you just need some help with the personal situations going on with your kids or your wife. Maybe you just want some coaching around how to be a better man, you know, from a mindset standpoint, from a physical standpoint. We have the coaching available and the resources available to help you grow. So guys, check that out. Let us know if that can be something. Again, support at thelionwithin.us is a great way to connect with us via email. Or go to our webpage. We have our website. We have a free download for you, 10 scriptures to fight like a lion. So if you've never got started with scripture memorization, this is a very easy way to get going. So go check that out, thelionwithin.us. That's actually at the bottom of the page. Scroll to the bottom. You'll be able to get that download right there. So guys, get after it. Have a great week. Be sure. If you have any interest, come to one of those events. I'd love to have a chance to connect with you, have a conversation, show you the community, see if it's something that would bring you value, see if it would help you in your journey to be the leader God intends you to be. So get after it, guys. Have a great weekend and look for every opportunity you can to unleash the lion within. What if you could connect with other Christian men, grow in your faith, have resources to help you be the leader God intends you to be, have live events where you can ask questions and get in-the-moment answers, and be connected to guys 24/7 when you need them the most? Does it sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. That is what we've built within the Lion Within Us community. I'm telling you guys, this is an unbelievable opportunity. Jump in. Check us out. We have weekly events that are happening all the time. We have lion lunches. We have
our Bible study. We have boot camps that are happening. We have Ask Me Anything events every month where you get a chance to ask questions directly from guests from the show. Guys, it's access that you cannot get anywhere else. This community is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger, and it's growing closer together as it grows as well. It's amazing to see how these guys lean in, support, serve, love, encourage, challenge each other on a daily basis. So guys, if you want a chance just to check it out, hop over to thelionwithin.us. Get a 30-day free trial. Just see what it's like. And you may find what you've been looking for, that encouragement, that support, that brotherhood is right here at the click of your finger. I'll see you inside the den.
We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.